the Ron Tilan Kuf Mem. We've missed the first couple of sukkim. And both of them are setting traps. As it says, Tanu Ge'im Pachli, that first kind is the one of my enemies who are setting this trap for me. And Chavalim Parsu, they spread out ropes, Reshet Liyad Magel, and Jerusalem Talmud would translate that as putting a net by the side of the way. And again, this isn't Li. This is, doesn't say these are not the ones aimed at me, but I'm still going to end up tripping in them. That's the Yoav model. Okay, he's doing things that it's going to make things bad. Mokshim Shatu Li Sela. That they end up being traps, stumbling blocks for me. Ish Kamasim is going to make things difficult for me. He ends with the Pasuk, Ah, please save me. Amarti Lashem, Keli Atai, God, I say, you are my God. Hazina Hashem Kol Tachnai, listen to my prayer. Hashem Elokim, Oz Yeshua T, you are my strength, O God. Sakotel Roshi, Yom Neshek, you will guard my head on the days of violence. Atitain Hashem Ovei Rasha, don't let the evil ones do their, fulfill their plans or what they want. And Zamu Atafik, Yoromu, they will. Zomo al Tafik, that may his plans not come about. Yoromu, so that they will be exalted. Sela, I want you to punish them. I want you to stop their plans. And then there's the next stitch. That's a Sela. That's the first part, describing the Ish Rasha and the Ish Hamas. The next one seems to be much more negative, which argues that I'm wrong. Right? These are both talking about as enemies, not my friends who I want to turn them around. This is the way it says it. Zrosh Misabi Amel Shvatemo Yechasumo, that those who are around my head, that's the way Koran translates, as for the head of those who compass me about. Amal Svetema Yechasume, may they be the work of their own lips and cover them. That their plan should be turned around and trap them instead. Yamitu Alehem Gehalim, let coals fall upon them. Ba'esh Yapilem, they fall into the fire. Marmot Bayakumu, into pits that they cannot cannot escape. Yishtashon Bayachib Arz, let the person of slander not be established in the world. Ish Hamas, and the person of violence, Raya Tzedeno, Lemad Hefet, this Ish Hamas should have evil befall him all the time till he falls, which is much more negative than David usually is. David, I've always said that David doesn't want his enemies to be punished, he usually wants his enemies to kind of learn the truth.
Is this because he felt he couldn't fire his? I know he's related to what's the guy's name? The cousin or who's
Yoav.
Yoav.
Right.
Is he felt he couldn't fire him.
Right. So that was in Perakah that he fired Yoav at a Perak Yud Tet, because Yoav is the one who had killed Avshalom, violated his laws. He fired Yoav and hired Amasa. In the beginning of Perakov, Yoav assassinates Amasa and takes over the army.
Wow.
Okay. The end of Perakov, that in fact, he remains in the head of the army. David cannot get rid of him. The army is loyal to him. He's stuck.
Wow.
Wonderful friend. And that would be when David will give the orders to Shlomo after after David's death, to make sure that Yoav does not die a peaceful death, in David's words. And eventually that will happen. So again, this sense of Rosh Masi, Bizan Rasha, the evil ones who Rosh Sovim, that the leaders of those who surround me, Lachtuni, to capture me, Amel Sifatema Yechasemu, that may the work of his lips cover him, Ashekar Shun Medaber Alai, that the lies he say about me, Uvacharav, Ashekar Ahu, that those lies should turn back, to end up being their downfall. Similarly, the idea, may the burning coals fall upon them, casting the fire deep pits they not rise again. The moti, you know, to Gechalim Rashamayim that burning coals fall, may burning coals fall from heaven. Kolmar Af Hashem, meaning metaphors for the anger of God, the Eish HaPilem, that the Abmas Fatima, that the consequences of their lies should be this fire that falls on them. Maharmot, which is the rare one, are kuchuchkot amukot, deep pits they can't get out of. And that seems very cruel for David, right? So I'm going to give it a little more positive interpretation, because the Al Shigdev, the positive interpretation of this pasuk is the head of those who come to me about, may they be destroyed. He says no. Rosh Mesabi. That's the good thing. Ach Bashem Bataknu, we are, that's the Al Shikh, that we trust, that we trust in God. He Rosh Misabi Hiya Torah. That which surrounds my head, in this metaphor, that's Torah. She Rosh Misabi Motila Tzilene. That's what's going to protect me. And I want that to go cover them. The Amel Svatemo, that I want the work of our lips. That may my Torah actually encompass my enemies. That's what he wants to be. Much more positive. Again, that will protect us. And then how we look at this, let the, what does that sound like? What do we think of burning coals falling from heaven? Okay, so notice David uses this metaphor in Tilim Yurchet, similar idea. Allah Shan Bar Po, that smoke comes from his nose, Eshmi Piv Tochel, fire from his mouth, consumes all. Gachalim ba'aru mimenu, that the coals come from God. Minoga yitnegdo, from the light, the glory opposite God. Above avru barad b'gachalayesh. Clouds pass, and there is barad, there's hail, and coals of fire. That's what the gachalayesh falling from heaven. Coals falling from heaven. It's the image of barad, the plague. Okay. God sends us from the heavens. That's the Gachala Esh he's talking about here. It's one of the plagues. I want to look at it in more detail. So this is from Shemot. This is from the original plague of hail. Hashem says, to Moshe, get up early and stand for Paro, Vamate love, Komar Shokiarim, Shlachami Vivini, let my people go. Because now I'm sending all of my plagues against your heart. Uva Adechu Vamecha, your people, Vavurtida, so that you should know, Ki ain't Kamoni Bechol Aretz. Okay? This is hell. This is number 7. This is not the last, but he's calling the Kol. Because I will attack you with a plague, but you will be wiped from the land. But I've kept you alive so far. So that I can show you. This is Hashem talking to Paro. So I can show you my power. So you should tell my story to the whole land. You're still treading my people. You're not letting them go. So tomorrow, I'm sending a hail. It never happened in Egypt before. From the day it was established. So now I'm going to tell you what to do. Okay, tomorrow the hail is coming. Go bring all your animals inside. Anything that's outside. Because anyone thinks left outside, not going to go inside. They'll be killed by this barad, by the hail. And Hayared Dabar Hashem, someone who feared God, this is after 6 plagues so far, if you now think this is serious, he made his servants, his cattle, run into the houses. If you didn't care about what God said, such a person will abandon them in the barad. So now, next day, Hashem tells Moshe, spread your hands across the skies, and now there'll be hail in all of Egypt. all over. And Moshe raises his staff, and Hashem sends the thunder and the hail, and the fire comes down, right? This fire and ice together. And the hail rains down. We read by Barad Ba'eshma Kechabatocha Barad, the hail and the fire together, Kaved Ma'od, Ashalukamovakal Ertestrayim, Azhe Telegoy, that never happened before, nothing that serious. Vaishlach Paro, Vaikrol Moshe Aron, Vayomer Lahem Chateyapam. So Paro says and says, I've sinned. My fault, I'm bad. Hashem Atzadik Vaniyami Harashayim. God is just. Vaisei Moshe Paro, at the ear, Vaifros Kapav Hashem. So Moshe goes out and prays to God, lifts his hands up again. Thunder stops, and all this fiery hail stops. Paro says, it's over. I didn't mean it at all. And he hardens his heart. And Paro's heart was hardened. As Hashem had told Moshe. Okay, that's Barad. Next plague is Arbe. Locust. It's a very different introduction. Hashem tells Moshe, go to Paro. Here's this new phrase that everyone's very morally bothered by. I have hardened his heart. Before, Barad was by Yechbad Libo. He hardens his own heart. Arba is, I am now hardening his heart. That Leva Vadav, Leman Chitite Ototai Ele Bigbo, so that I can send my plagues, my signs among him. I'm telling Moshe, we're doing this so you can tell the story. Barad was telling Paro, here now to Israel. Jesus' story, and the share of Lalti Mistraim, how I mocked Egypt, and you, Moshe, Bnei Israel, will know that I am God. So when it says, that this Barad is the last time Paro has any free will. Okay, that's the point. Paro can make the choice what he does with this. This is the one where it actually presents the choice. Here, hail's point tomorrow. You can bring your things inside because you believe what I'm going to say, or you can be stubborn and say, nope, I don't believe it. I'm not going to bring my animals inside. If you want to make contemporary politics about masks, you may do so. I won't. You're going to make a point. I'm going to leave my animals outside because I don't believe this is going to happen. Okay? And then afterwards, as soon as that's over, Paro hardens his heart. Hashem says, that's it. Now, Paro is no longer a human being. He no longer has free will. He is a non-player character. For those of you who play video games or role-playing games, they're just characters in the background now. Now, everything else from here on is aimed at Israel.
Danny.
Yeah.
Well, you can look at it. I don't know anything about game playing because I'm not very good at it. But I will say I don't know if you remember Rabbi Krauss from Young Israel. You might not have been here by then.
Yeah, he was here once when I was in here. Yeah.
Talked about the idea that this whole idea that God hardened Paro's heart was really a lesson for all of us. That for the six plagues before that, he had a choice. He could have said yes and he could have said no. But after so many times of not making the right choice, you know, it's sort of like you become addicted to drugs. Like, you know, you have control up to a point and then you lose control. And, you know, don't think you have control forever, you know.
Right. I think that's very true. We'll talk about that. This is the idea that there's a point, well, as we imagine we do. Okay, you don't have free will about which cereal you're going to eat in the morning. You really don't. I mean, that's easily predictable, and all the advertising will make that happen. That's Rob Dessler. And part of that is that the idea of the makot is that it's so overt that you don't have free will. Same idea as the kafalim ha-kigigid. The Bnei Yisrael were forced to accept the Torah, and this is Meshach Chacham talks about that. And sort of says, 77 here, Sheher Alehem Kavod Hashem Behekit, that they explicitly see this glory of God, the Galut Nifla'ah, and the revelation of the wonders there. They lose their free will. You don't have free will if God says, here, this is it. So I think Makot Barad was the tipping point of the Makot. That was just enough revelation that was possible to attribute it all to natural phenomena and deny it, or you couldn't believe. That was their Nekudat Bechira. And your point is what Radha said, that side, but that your Nekudat Bechira moral choices. I'm not going to walk up to somebody in the street and punch them in the nose. Even though technically, I guess, I theoretically have free will to do that, but it's not going to happen. I know that. I'm also not going to wake up early every morning and say an hour of Tehillim, even if I commit, say I'm going to do that. That's not going to happen either. There's only a certain line of what's a reasonable thing that I can say I'm making a choice about. But when you practice it, that's why he puts it here. Umnam mikudat zusha b'chira, this point of choice, you know, omed tamid amatzav echad, doesn't stay put. If you practice, you move it either to the more good side, or you practice your making bad decisions, you move your nekudat b'chira further and further backwards. Now, Rav Dessler lived in England, so unfortunately he didn't know about real sports. But my metaphor is American football. The idea of a line of scrimmage, that's where your free will is. And you try to move the ball a little bit, so that's your next point of making a choice, that some of the stuff that before was a matter of choice, now that's automatic, the good stuff. You made good choice before, now that's automatic, you don't have to think about it anymore. You still have a lot more to grow, but we just keep moving that line of scrimmage forward, hopefully not getting sacked 20 yards backwards, because we've gotten... Oh, that's what Barad symbolizes. The Makot Barad is that point of Bechira. David here is saying, I want you to send that Barad down to them. To make my enemies, as it were, those who I am asking to be saved from, give them the opportunity to make the right choice. And that's what's to determine their fate. And that's what worked out. And he ends the parak. Yadati ki yaseh Hashem din ani. I know, God, that you will judge the poor man, that's me, appropriately. Mishpat evanim, you made the judgment of the poor. Akhtadi kim yodu l'shmecha, so the righteous will all praise your name. Yeshu yesharim apanecha, that the holy ones, these straightforward ones will sit in your presence. That's what I want. Save me from both my enemies and the ish hamasim, my friends who see all the solutions in violence. Unfortunately, David doesn't succeed at the latter, that he lives a life of violence throughout, but certainly that's from the David of Sefer Tehillim, that's what he's looking for. And I'll stop over here, that gives Susie a chance to go. And next week I am going to be Mr. Hashem in New Jersey, so we're not gonna have a shiur. We should start again after that.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you. Sorry I had to leave early.
Oh, no, that's